We're back to the Neil Haley show, and I'm so excited about my guest today. She has appeared on Top Chef and more, and is a James Beard winner. I'm excited to welcome the program celebrity chef Michelle Bernstein. She's going to dish on her health journey with psoriatic arthritis. How are you, Chef? Thanks for stopping by.
I'm awesome, Neil. Thanks for having me here.
All right, so let's tell us who else is with us today.
So on behalf of Novartis, I am here with my rheumatologist and my hero, Dr. Carlos Sesson.
Hi, Dr. Carlos. Thanks for stopping by. Yeah.
Thank you.
We wanted to raise awareness about psoriatic arthritis.
Okay, so let's talk about, specifically enough, how you found out you had it. How did that happen?
So I didn't know I had it, but I had a lot of pain. I had terrible stiffness. My joint pain was so much so that I really had a hard time even just walking after getting out of bed. And then let's not even talk about my career and cooking and you know, I had a hard time doing all the things that I would normally do. But I really in my head thought that my career was going to be terribly affected. And so it took me a while to really come to grip and come to terms with the fact that something was going on, because it was getting progressively worse. And I was afraid to even tell my husband about it, because, you know, once you put it out there, you don't know what's going to happen afterwards, right? So I finally spoke to my sister, and she did a little digging. And, you know, she remembered that I had psoriasis, which I have a very small spot on my leg. It wasn't a big deal. And so I didn't even remember that. And she said, I think you need to go find a rheumatologist. And I was like, well, why? I don't think I have arthritis. And she said, I think you have psoriatic arthritis. It totally makes sense. And so I went out and found my doctor, and he's here with me today. And I feel like a new person.
Now, Dr. Carlos, once you saw her, were you pretty much identified, you knew what it was, right? Once you got in there.
You know, when you sit down with any patient, you know, you have to go through a process of speaking to them, examining them, and gathering information. But it became pretty quickly obvious that what she had was psoriatic arthritis.
Yeah, and definitely when she figured that she had that, what were your thoughts, Dr. Michelle? Did you think that was were you upset about it? How did you respond to it?
To be honest with you, I was at first shocked, but second of all, to just actually, for someone to just tell me what was going on with me, and that was number one. To get the diagnosis was such a big deal. And then eventually to know that there was a possible treatment out there that could work. I mean, the whole thing was kind of mind-blowing. And doctor, you made it really easy for me to understand. And I guess my fears were all put aside with the idea that I could just feel better, and that I could have my, you know, I could in my mind have my career back. I never lost my career, but you know, all these things were not lost, right? And so I was very hopeful, and I think I'm just really lucky, to be honest with you.
And Dr. Carlos, what is the treatment when you have that diagnosis?
So, you know, we sat down together. You know, you have to, as a rheumatologist, you have to examine the aspects of psoriatic arthritis and then take that into consideration together with her other health-related concerns. So we sat down together, we put our heads together, and that's when we decided that the right choice for her was Cosentyx. It also is called secukinumab. It's a prescription medication for active psoriatic arthritis in individuals that are 2 years of age or older. So we talked about the medication, the advantages, the benefits of it, but we also talked about possible side effects. The most important side effects to think about are allergic reactions that can occur, also possible infections. So it's also very important to keep in mind things like if you have fever, chills, sweats, if you have a cough, those are important things to keep in mind. There are other side effects that are also available on the website.
And Dr. Michelle, Chef Michelle, when you found out specifically medication, everything, What progress has you made? Kind of give us the update where you are today after treatment and everything.
Well, you could tell in my work. So I'm opening four new restaurants this year. I play hide and seek regularly with my kid. A lot of new recipes on the horizon, a lot more TV than I've ever done. And it's been an incredible year. I can't say enough about it. I think people really have to go to saverlifewithpsa.com to really become an advocate for yourself, to find all those questions that need answers. And for me, you know, I have empowerment. You know, knowledge is power. And I feel like through this whole thing, I have only gained knowledge and understanding that, you know, I'm the only person that can really speak up for myself, and thus finding diagnosis and treatment. And so, you know, it's a wonderful feeling to be able to give that back to people.
Now, let's kind of, when you talk about this, where would you have been if you did not get the treatment? Would you be able to do what you're able to do today?
I don't think I'd even want to know, to be honest with you. Let's put it this way. Waking up, I couldn't go to the bathroom by myself in the morning. So it's pretty incredible feeling right now. And so to be able to share that and be able to just let people know that they have to find doctors that they can trust and just, you know, talk to people, talk to doctors, and do it before I did. You know, I waited a little bit. And so I just recommend to not have those feelings in your own head. Just go find someone you trust, find an amazing doctor like I did, who will eventually send you to a specialist, a rheumatologist, like Dr. Sesson, and just speak up for yourself and, you know, take that journey, because it might take you to places like it did for me.
And Dr. Carlos, anything to add for people that might think they're suffering from this?
I think it's important that if somebody feels that they have arthritis, that they have an inflammatory arthritis, pain, stiffness, swelling in multiple joints, a lot of soreness, stiffness in the mornings lasting half an hour, that they need to pay attention to that, and they should really seek the care of their primary care doctor, because if it does seem to be, for example, psoriatic arthritis, they would really benefit from referral to a rheumatologist. So it's very important that they take this seriously and they seek care, especially since we know that if we catch things early, we can actually help prevent joint damage.
That's fantastic. And Chef Michelle, new projects going up for your fans. Where can they go and check everything out and all that?
I would say to go to saverlifewithpsa.com. Really to get a lot of the answers for all these questions, but also I'm doing great videos. You can find out what I'm up to, and you can find some of my best recipes like my arroz con pollo on there.
Well, we appreciate it, guys. It's great information, something that's really needed, because when people are going through certain pain and they don't know what to do, there is resources available, and you gave us some great information today, especially if other people have symptoms like you had, Chef Michelle. So I appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, Neil. All right. Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.